the stars. I formed your heart with my own hands. You're the image of my created love. So hear my voice now where you are. Be still and know you will never be alone. I am with you always. I call you friend, for this you are. I place my crease within your heart. I love you more than you could know. You are meant to be, you are part of me. I will not leave you on your own. Be still.
Show. And that was Shannon Nolan. You can find him on iTunes. And I just thought it's a great song to start out the show with what we're talking about. And that's the character of God and how he relates to us.
I just want to make a couple announcements. If you would like to help spread the word about my show, no matter where you live in the world, you can go ahead and visit my website and visit my corner store, and you can go ahead and purchase a bumper sticker now and put that on the back of your card. It comes off super clean, and that will help get the word out about the program. So if you're interested in helping me spread the word, then maybe you could stop on by my website and purchase a bumper sticker. I would really appreciate it. And also, just a shout out to Wally Burger, located at 43rd Avenue in Peoria in the Target Shopping Center. They have some delicious burgers. I was just over there a couple days ago, and I want to send them a shout out. And you never know, if you swing by there, you just might catch me. That's at 43rd in Peoria, Wally Burger at Target. Well, we've been kind of looking at characters and aspects of God, and we looked a lot about at the family to describe how much God loves us, or so God could reveal his love to us through family. But I'd like to look at Judges chapter 13 and talk about Samson. And I've always found this story fascinating. And some of you may not be familiar with Samson, so I'm going to try and read it for you if we have time. And if not, I'll just summarize what Samson was all about. But before there were kings, they had judges over Israel. And Samson was one of the judges, and before we get too much into it, I'll just start reading it so you can get a background on Samson. Again, the Israelites did evil in the sight of the Lord, so the Lord handed them over to the Philistines, who oppressed them for 40 years. In those days, a man named Manoah and from the tribe of Dan lived in the town of Zoar. His wife was unable to become pregnant, and they had no children. The angel of the Lord appeared to Manoah's wife and said, "Even though you have been unable to have children, you will soon become pregnant and give birth to a son. So be careful, you must not drink wine or any other alcoholic drinks, nor eat any forbidden food. You will become pregnant and give birth to a son, and his hair must not be cut, for he will be dedicated to God as a Nazirite. From birth, he will begin to rescue Israel from the Philistines." The woman ran and told her husband, "A man of God appeared to me. He looked like one of God's angels. Terrifying to see. I didn't ask where he was from, and he didn't tell me his name. But he told me, 'You'll become pregnant and give birth to a son. You must not drink wine or any other alcoholic drink, nor eat any forbidden fruit, for your son will be dedicated to God as Nazirite. From the moment of his birth until the day of his death.' Then Manoah prayed to the Lord, saying, 'Lord, please let the man of God come back to us and give us more instruction about his son who was to be born." Just to let you know, a Nazirite was a person who took a vow to set apart for God's service. You know, when I think of that term, I think of like a nun, I think of a priest, I think of monks, things like that. So I think that idea came from this term, Nazirite. God answered Manoah's prayer, and the angel of God once again appeared to his wife as she was sitting in the field, but her husband Manoah was not with her. So she quickly ran and told her husband, "The man who appeared to me the other day is here again." Manoah ran back with his wife and asked, "Are you the man who spoke to my wife the other day?" "Yes," he replied, "I am." So Manoah asked him, "When your words come true, what kind of rules should govern the boy's life and work?" The angel of the Lord replied, "Be sure your wife follows these instructions I gave her. She must not eat grapes or raisins, drink wine or any other alcoholic drink, or eat any forbidden fruit." Then Manoah said to the angel of the Lord, "Please stay here until we can prepare a young goat for you to eat." "I will stay," the angel of the Lord replied, "but I will not eat anything. However, you may prepare a burnt offering as a sacrifice to the Lord." Manoah didn't realize it was the angel of the Lord. Angel of the Lord, a lot of times, as far as I know, all the time meant Christ, the Messiah, the Son of God. So here we have the Son of God appearing in the flesh to Manoah and his wife, Samson's parents. And Jesus wasn't only present with people in the New Testament, but he appeared to people like Abraham, and he was considered Melchizedek, the high priest with no ancestors, and he presented Abraham with wine and bread, which later was given to the disciples during, right before his crucifixion, showing us the body and blood that was given to us for our sins. So it's kind of interesting to see how the Old Testament really mirrors the New Testament. And here's where I also find it interesting. Then Manoah asked the angel of the Lord, "What is your name? For when all this comes true, we want to honor you." "Why do you ask my name?" the angel of the Lord replied. "It's too wonderful for you to understand. Remember, God said that he's going to give his son name above all names." So I thought that was so fascinating. He's basically telling him, "I'm the Son of God. My name is way above anything you can imagine. My name's above all names." Then Manoah took a young goat and grain offerings and offered it on a rock as a sacrifice to the Lord. And as Manoah and his wife watched, the Lord did an amazing thing. As the flames from the altar shot up towards the sky, and the angel of the Lord ascended in the fire. I love that he ascended in the fire. And when I think of that, I think of the times when God answered his people by fire at night and cloud by day, or when he rescued Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego from the blazing furnace, or when in the New Testament he ascended into hell and broke the curse of death over mankind. So I thought that's, I love when I saw that. I just, those are the things I thought of when I saw this. When Manoah and his wife saw this, they fell with their faces to the ground. The angel did not appear again to Manoah and his wife. Manoah finally realized it was the angel of the Lord, and he said to his wife, "We will certainly die, for we have seen God." Again, the triune God, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. So the angel of the Lord, God's Son, appeared to them, and he's claiming he has seen God. Remember when Jesus told his disciples, "If you've seen me, you've seen my Father"? Love it. So he admits that he has a one-on-one encounter with God. But his wife said, "If the Lord were going to kill us, he wouldn't have accepted our burnt offering and grain offering. He wouldn't have appeared to us and told us this wonderful thing and done these miracles." And when her son was born, she named him Samson. And the Lord blessed him as he grew up. And the spirit of the Lord began to stir in him while he lived in Manaah Dan, which is located between the towns of Zora and Esthol. The biblical names are very difficult to say. But you know what I've always thought since I was a little kid? That the Greeks got the story of Hercules from Samson. It would make sense for them to think that Hercules, a demagogue, and took that from the biblical story of Samson, because his strength was just incredible. No human being could possess that strength except that of a god. So I've always thought that, and I don't know if that is true or not. Well, remember, go ahead and check out my website, my corner store. Help me spread the word about the animation with a bumper sticker. And remember, instead of thinking about number one, just yourself, think about number two, somebody else. Because eventually, number two will look out for you.
With you always.
At AngiesList.com/Amber, you can find thousands of unbiased ratings on services for your home improvements, car repairs, and even doctors. When you use promo code AMBER, you will save 25% off your subscription. It used to be difficult to find service providers you can trust, but not anymore thanks to AngiesList.com/Amber. So visit AngiesList.com/Amber today and save time and money.